Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us here today on the Mark Steiner Show. This will be our day in history, October the 24th. A lot happened. There are things in today in history that many of us don't know about. One of the things is today is National Workers Demand a Raise Day. My producers put that in here. I wonder what they're trying to say. And one of them is pointing at me now. What are they trying to say? Well, this is National Workers Demand a Raise Day. And I think all workers should have a raise. And I do believe that. In this day in history, in 1892, there was a huge strike in New Orleans led by 25,000 black workers that amalgamated, that brought all the unions together. And they said there were marauding Negroes running through the streets causing chaos. But the reality was this was helped form the basis of a powerful union movement in New Orleans, led by black workers, 25,000 men and women on strike. Nobody talks about this day in history. It's a very important day in history, which we'll link to on our website so you can read more about it. This is a day in 1923 that the Department of Labor said 500,000 African Americans left the South for the North in preceding months, the beginning of the Great Migration to the North. This is a day in 1929, Black Thursday, the stock market crash at the New York Stock Exchange. What's interesting is this is also the anniversary of Bloody Friday, 2008, the same day that the stock exchanges had the worst declines in their history. That led to the economic situation we're in now. It's an interesting juxtaposition that both those days occurred on the same day, October the 24th, in different decades. This is the day in 1935 that Italy invaded Ethiopia, and the fascists invaded Ethiopia. But what we don't talk about is there were thousands and thousands of black folks, mostly black folks, not just black folks, mostly in America at mass meetings and protests raising funds for the Ethiopian defenders against the Italian invasion. This is a day in 1935 also, the first black authored play to become a long-run Broadway hit was on. It was Langston Hughes' Mulatto that opened in 1935. This is a day in 1947 that Walt Disney testified before the House Un-American Activities Committee naming Disney employees he believed to be communists. Lovely man. This is a day in 1964 that Northern Rhodesia became Zambia. This is a day that 1973, the Yom Kippur War ended between Israel and its Arab neighbors. This is a day in 1980, the government of Poland legalized a solidarity union that led to the overthrow of the communist government in Poland and to a new government, a worker-led government. This is a day in 1990 that Italian Prime Minister, this is interesting for this reason, the Italian Prime Minister Guido Andreotti revealed to the Italian people the existence of a group called Gladio, which was an Italian stay-behind clandestine paramilitary NATO army that created false terrorist attacks to blame on anarchists and communists so they could have them imprisoned and put on trial. Much like COINTELPRO in America, the same thing happened in Italy. This is a day in 2002, we all remember this, that the police arrested John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo, ending the Beltway sniper attacks in 2002 around Washington, D.C. This is a day that Rafael Trujillo was born in 1891. He was the president of the Dominican Republic, the 36th president, but it was more than that. He was a fascist dictator who killed thousands of Haitians who lived in the Dominican Republic and was overthrown by the people of the Dominican Republic. This is a day that the playwright and director Moss Hart died in 1904. Remember, was born in 1904. This is a day that George Crumb, the great American composer, was born in 1929, as was in 1930, which may hear some of his music today, the Big Bopper. America's singer-songwriter and guitarist was born on this day in 1930. On this day in 1947, Kevin Kline, the actor, was born, as was our own former congressman, chairman of the board of the Morgan State University's Board of Trustees, former city councilman, former president of NAACP, Kwesi Amfume, was born on this day in 1948. And Brother Kwesi, happy birthday if you're listening, which you may be, to this morning. This is a day in 1980. Monica, the American singer-songwriter and producer, was born, as was Drake in 1986, the Canadian actor and rapper. On this day in 1972, Jackie Robinson, the great baseball player, died in 1972, as did Gene Roddenberry. Remember that name? That's right. Chauncey Whitehead wins the prize for the day. He's the man who wrote Star Trek and all the Star Trek films. He died on this day in 1991. And as did Rosa Parks, who was born in 1913. She passed away on this day in 2005. And at the end of our program today, we'll be playing a special tribute to Rosa Parks and to remember her. this woman who was a great revolutionary and labor and radical leader, who was one of the mothers of the modern civil rights movement, passed on this day. That was This Day in History, October the 24th.